close enough, it's gonna get uncomfortable, it's gonna get crazy, it's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Good morning. We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. We are almost to Friday. It is Thursday, the 14th of March. Didn't even realize this. This is like where I'm in such a foggy place in my life. But of course, I got Liv the Web Girl to tell me when a party's going down. This Sunday is St. Patrick's Day.
Yes.
We laddies, I never knew. I better make sure my shillelagh doesn't pop out again. All right, I have a terrible Irish accent, so I'm going to quit doing that. But good morning to you. Check us out, The Joe and Alex Show, on Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. Alex, how are you this morning?
I'm good. I'm trying to figure out what I'm doing for St. Patrick's Day because I hate St. Patrick's Day. I'm probably like the only person. I don't know what it is about this holiday, but I just hate it. Like, this is so weird sounding, but I just think it's ugly. Like, I hate
green. What do you have against green people?
I just don't like it. So it's like always a struggle trying to find something to wear. It's also usually kind of colder or cooler out because it's still the beginning of spring. And then you're trying to still look hot because you're going out to the bars. It's just like a big mess. Like, I just don't ever look forward to this holiday. But I want to go out because I don't want to miss out.
Do you want to be pinched? Is that your thing? You don't like being pinched?
Because I also don't like being pinched. No.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Liv the Web Girl will know where to go. We'll have to talk to her about that and see where the heck we're supposed to be.
I love St. Patty's Day, and I haven't been able to celebrate it in, I think, probably like 5 years or so, because every single like weekend of St. Patty's Day, that's like the really big weekend for it, I'm always on my way back from spring break.
Oh, boo-hoo.
Always.
Boo-hoo. Liv's on her way back from spring break.
Yeah, finally, I feel bad for you.
This year, aww, I didn't go on spring break, so I'm really excited.
All right, cool. Pork chop. I assume you're Ubering, but what's going on, man? How are you doing today?
I'm good. Yeah, I Uber drove yesterday, and I'm going to Uber drive all St. Patrick's Day weekend.
Dude, you're going to be so rich.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to make so much money this weekend. I'm not kidding.
I know. I've driven for 3 years since St. Patrick's Day.
Do you guys make more money when they throw up green beer in your car compared to regular beer? Is it like an extra service charge?
Yeah, actually, there would be.
All right, cool, man.
The green dye does some damage, so.
All right, well, that's cool. Well, man, we have such a fun show for you today. Of course, coming up at 7:50 this morning, we'll have another chance to get you that flyaway to see Lady Gaga in Las Vegas. Hotel, air accommodation, and of course, everything else going on with that. And you'll get to see her in concert. Plus, just for getting qualified, you'll get a Star Is Born digital download, which has got sha-la-la-la-la-lo on there. Also today, coming up at 7:30, before that is Ask Alex. And can we have a little preview of that, Alex? Like, what's going down?
Well, this guy's dating a girl who's like Instagram famous, but she's doing something a little weird with her followers. So he's got a question.
Is this about you?
No.
Okay. Just wondering. All right. Well, we got a lot going on this morning, and we're glad you're here. Make sure you stay tuned. If you miss anything, check out the podcast at joeandalexshow.com.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Bachelor Colton Underwood and his girlfriend Cassie are still not engaged, but they are planning to buy a house.
We definitely talk about our future and engagement and our future a lot. It's a big part of our conversations.
To be honest with you, we don't really plan or don't have like a set date. One fun thing that we did is we did set a goal for next year, and we want to buy a house in Huntington.
That he's talking about Huntington Beach in LA.
Mm-hmm.
And they talked about whether or not he's still a virgin.
It's something that we've talked about. And when I went into the fantasy suite, I was worried about fighting for our relationship and having intimate conversations. But since then, I know I've been very open and candid about my virginity.
Yeah.
And now that there's two people in it, out of respect for everybody involved, I've...
Oh, come on.
Shut up, Colton, you tool.
I know. Luke Perry's death certificate confirmed that he died from a stroke. The document also revealed that the Riverdale actor's body was transported to Dixon, Tennessee, where he was buried on Monday. He had a farm in the area and lived there part-time. Perry suffered the massive stroke at his home in Sherman Oaks on February 27th. He was rushed to a nearby hospital via ambulance, where he remained until his death on March 4th. Now, this is where you can play that. Former Friends star Matthew Perry was caught using dating apps to hook up with hotties, and that's what got him kicked out of rehab. Insiders claim the pill-popping star was logged onto the exclusive dating app Raya when he got booted from the session. One source explains that he got kicked out because he was too busy with models he's texting through the app. He wasn't concentrating, which is worrying everybody. They really want him focused on sobriety and taking it seriously and not trying to hook up. He recently tweeted about it. He said, "I got kicked out of therapy today. Easy, guys. It was just one session." Some of his pals are worried that he's replacing an addiction to drugs and booze with an addiction to girls, and that it won't be good in the long run.
I was going to ask, does that matter? It's like, okay, he's just trying to hook up. But if it is like an actual thing of replacing it, it's still an addiction. Like, you still got to fix something.
Yep. Some people are addicted to substances. Some are addicted to sex. It's totally hand in hand. And in an upcoming book, Ladies Who Punch, the explosive inside story of The View by Variety's New York Bureau Chief Raymond Statuta.
Bless you.
Statuta.
Oh, did you fart?
Nope. Rosie O'Donnell talks publicly for the first time about the struggles of her youth. She says that she was actually sexually abused by her father at a young age.
There are some unforgivable things, I think, that as a child, the statute of limitations, I think, has to wear off, right? You get to be 50 years old, you can't still be angry at what your father did in 1970. Mm. You have to work it out yourself and then find a place for it in your own life and not rehash it forever.
Have you reached that place?
I have. I've reframed it and I've,
Have you forgiven him in your mind?
I have, and he knows it, and I've told him that, and he's still alive. And I think he's still suffering, and that's a sad thing to me.
Coming up in less than an hour, this A-lister uses her own blood to moisturize.
Huh?
Yep.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. 833-JOE-ALEX is our number. Anytime you'd like to be part of a conversation or say what up, make sure you do that. What do you spend your disposable income on? I mean, my obvious one right off the bat is food. It is pretty, pretty sad. If you actually track the amount of money you spend on something, oh my God, we spend hundreds and hundreds. I remember when I was a single guy, 1 month, not like fancy dining. I'm just talking fast food or to go. Like, not a big sit down, while that's a $50 or $100 meal. Just, you know, quick things.
Yeah.
I spent $700 on a month, which is insane. Jeez. Back in the day, back in the
single day
guy. I
don't even understand how that's possible unless you're eating like eight
breakfast,
meals a day.
Lunch, dinner. Like, there was no food in my apartment. There was none.
Yeah, but you had to have been stopping for snacks too. Like, I'm saying, you had to have like second lunch and second dinner, because I don't know how that's possible.
Well, of course, everybody knows that there's a second lunch, Alex. I mean, I don't know how to explain it to people. there's fourth meal. I
right.
mean, there's a
that's
lot of
what
meals.
I'm saying, because I, you know, don't cook. I barely ever have anything in the house to eat too, and I eat out for most of my meals, and I don't spend that much, so I don't know how you're doing that.
Would you say that your food, though, is your biggest disposable income, like the biggest thing you spend money on besides the necessaries of like having a vehicle and a phone and different things and
probably,
a place to live at?
And then clothes second.
Wow. So you're but that makes sense though, right? I know I'm being sexist, Liv, but I mean, don't women always spend money on clothes?
Yeah. I mean, I probably am the same. I don't actually feel like I spend that much on food, to be honest, but I go to the grocery all the time.
Is it wrong to assume
rarely eat out?
That you spend all your money on alcohol?
Yeah.
Like partying, going out doing your thing?
Yeah, I'd say so. I feel like I don't really spend that much when I'm out normally. Like I've gone out twice this month so far.
What? Oh my gosh. Wow,
last time I went out to Liv, went out with Liv, she ordered some kind of cabbage soup before partying.
It was really good.
Wait, before you partied, you cabbage souped it up?
Yeah.
Yeah, because we went out for dinner and I got cabbage soup and it was really, really good.
It was like liquid rabbit food. It was sick.
Hit that dab, girl. Dab it. Oh, there we go. Cabbage is working. Well, the number one thing, a poll they did, 2,000 people that they spend their disposable income on, was eating out at restaurants. Like last night, my wife Lindsay and I went out and we dropped $50. And I hate doing that. That makes me cringe dropping that. But you figure if you do that a couple times a week, like for a big dinner, hundreds of dollars add up there. Another thing that made the list coming in the top 10, like at number 8, was pets. I don't even want to talk about
for pets.
Food, vet, toys.
And every like going to the vet
daycare
is like expensive for pets. Dude, pets are literally like burning money.
See, that's why. That's another reason I don't want one.
I can legit see why you don't want an animal for that.
Why? You can't afford it, Alex.
No, I can.
But you don't want to spend that much money on it.
Yeah, well, I don't like the like responsibility of like, oh, I'm out, but sorry, I have to go all the way home because I have to let it out. Also,
we don't call it it.
Taking.
They have names.
Taking. Well, I don't have a pet, so it's fictional. Taking it all the way down, like all my flights of stairs to make sure I walk it around. I'm not trying to do that, especially in bad weather. You have to still walk your dog. Just all of it is the worst.
I mean, not really.
And the money for, and cleaning up. My friend last night texted me. She's like, oh, I'm cleaning up, throw up. I'm like, yeah, no, none of this, no. Why in the world would anyone want to do that?
If you're living in a house and you have like a fenced in backyard, you don't ever have to walk it if you don't want to.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I live in an apartment. So my building is pet friendly, but the people that have them, they always have to walk down all these stairs and then go out and all that. And I don't want to do that.
My dog actually is like, you know what? You need to walk me more. Paddington broke out last night. He dug a hole under our fence. I didn't even talk about that yet.
Oh, did he?
Scared the crap out of us. Yeah, we had to go track him down.
Aw, that's
sad. I was like,
that's
buddy,
scary.
Get over here.
How irresponsible of you.
You know what? Shut your little word hole. Other things on there, music or concerts. I love going to concerts, but once again, I'm so cheap. It's funny how I'll just spend money all day on food and I don't think about it. But like, if I want to go see like Mumford & Sons or a concert, I'm like, how much is that ticket?
My friend literally saw Mumford & Sons like last night.
Really?
Yeah.
Did they have a good time? Was it a good show?
Oh my gosh, the best time.
Totally I'm gonna go see them next week.
Oh,
I love Mumford & Sons.
Are we sitting next to each other?
Are you going?
Yes, I'm going. I love Mumford & Sons.
I don't know, maybe we are. Did you get your tickets from the label or did you buy them?
Wait, you got label tickets?
I pulled some strings.
But you know I like Mumford & Sons.
I did not know that. I don't know who you like. I have no idea who you like musically.
I feel like Mumford &
Taylor
Sons
Swift.
Is very
no, you don't.
What'd you say about Mumford & Sons?
I feel like it's so universal. Like, I haven't met anyone that doesn't like Mumford & Sons.
You know, the biggest thing I got out of this whole disposable income idea was just that Alex and I relate on something, and I never knew that. I mean, I feel like we're new people now. Like, we have a new cosmic connection.
It's special.
Last night, I got to meet the people involved in my case for Child Advocates.
Uh-huh.
And this kid says we're talking about, like, you know, who we like to listen to, and I said, well, I love listening to Taylor Swift, and they go, it's Taylor Swift, not Taylor Swift. And I said, did I say that? And they said, yes. And the kid roasted me I said Taylor Swift last night.
Oh, there she did it again. Every time Alex tries to talk about it, it's just,
do I sound country?
Yes, I think you do.
Do I have a southern accent when I say Taylor Swift?
She did it again. Taylor Swift.
What is this?
We got bad blood.
Yeah.
Used to be mad love.
It used to be mad love, but now, nope.
All right. It's the Joe and Alex show with Hillbilly Sally over here. Hour from now, you get to get qualified for that Lady Gaga flyaway. We'll send you to Las Vegas to see her show. We'll give you hotel, air, and tons of other cool accommodations. And just for getting qualified for that, you'll get a digital download of A Star Is Born, the soundtrack. Time for Joe's Need to Know News. Today is National Pi Day. Can I get a little 3.14 repeating, please?
3.14. It's not actually 4, though.
No, I thought it was something else.
It's like 3.14732892141.
You're actually right there. I was so good at math. Like, in fifth grade, I was the multiplication champion.
In fifth grade. He says, I was so good at math. And then he says, in fifth grade.
No, I won the math, like, multiplication championship. But then, like, I almost failed out of high school. So what happened?
I don't know.
I didn't even do drugs. I mean, like, if I did drugs, like, well, man, the drugs got me.
Yeah,
but
honestly, you probably should just say that you did, just because
I did.
It's kind of embarrassing.
I did drugs. Started in sixth grade. I didn't stay on Dare. So yeah, people are celebrating today. You can probably find all kinds of good deals on actual pies and on pizza pies. So you can do that. It's the circumference, like you said, of a circle, 3.14.
My favorite pizza place in the world, Blaze. It's like you make your own. So good. They have them everywhere. They're selling pizzas for $3.14.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, it's like the Subway of pizza. Or it's like the Chipotle of pizza.
So they have like a Jared Fogle guy in prison that used to represent them?
Yeah, that's why I changed it.
But, hey, kid, you want some pepperoni?
You know who is involved with Blaze Pizzas? LeBron James, and he's kind of a criminal too.
Oh.
So.
LeBron James.
Yeah, Liv hates LeBron James.
LeBron James. It's also National Potato Chip Day. The best, salt and vinegar. We all agree, right?
I just like plain Lay's.
Oh, you're so plain.
I also like baked Lay's.
I like
those. Are good.
I honestly am actually not a Lay's person.
Would you consider like Doritos chips or no?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know. Like, well, then I like the Sun chips.
What do you think it is, a cookie?
Well, no. Wait, do they make those? No, I just didn't know if we were talking straight up just potato chips. I don't know. Those are like a different thing. Like, they're chips, but they're not chips. Does that make sense? Like, it's a subcategory.
No, they're all chips. National all right. Chip Day would be any chip.
Yeah.
Corn chips, tortilla chips.
So, wait, you're calling Fritos then? You're calling Fritos chips?
Yes.
Doritos are fancy or, like, flavored tortilla chips.
Okay. Well, then I'm torn now. Do I like barbecue, salt, and vinegar? Do I like harvest cheddar from the Sun chips? Do I like Cool Ranch? Because I do not like nacho cheese Doritos.
Oh, you know what? Cheese harvest or whatever.
Harvest, yeah.
Those Sun are chips. Bomb.
Exactly.
I hate Sun chips because I cannot stand opening the bag.
I'm not saying Sun chips. I'm saying the Ruffled Lay's. The Ruffled Lay's cheese are... fire.
Tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. What's your potato chip? Alex, did you see this about Twitter? This is not good for you.
What?
Twitter may soon stop counting your likes and retweets. The changes are part of a prototype update that the social media service is currently showcasing at South by Southwest Festival in Austin, Texas. The change is part of a push, they say, to, quote, improve the health of conversations on social networking sites.
Well, then how are things going to go viral? I'm confused. That's
exactly.
Yeah, no more free because nuggets for Wendy's.
Because the point is, Liv, is that they want to control what goes viral and what doesn't, what gets seen, what doesn't. It's all part of the plan. It's all part of the plan. You're starting to see it come into fruition. They've already done a bunch of radio interviews, TV interviews, where they've admitted that there is bias in who they like to promote on Twitter and who they don't. And now this is happening. It all goes together.
Well, I just want to make sure I can still see drunk people getting hurt.
I don't
on
know.
My timeline.
If the Twitter gods deem it good, then I guess.
All right. Make sure you follow us, Joe and Alex Show. We're on Twitter. At least we still are. This is insane. A woman from Texas is suing Olive Garden, one of the greatest restaurants in the world, claiming their stuffed mushrooms caused severe burns to her in her throat after eating them. Oh, gosh. The woman said she ordered the mushrooms, but the waiter didn't warn her that they were hot. Can we assume, I mean, I guess you assume nowadays when you get food or something that's probably cold, but let's say the service is good. When they bring food out of a kitchen, they cook it so it's hot, right?
Oh, she's saying it was hot, like temperature, not spicy.
Yeah, like it was hot, like actual temperature degrees. Yeah. And she said that she ingested the mushroom and immediately burned her mouth. And then it became lodged in her throat, causing her to choke. She threw up, had to drive herself to the emergency room. On the way, she claims she could feel her throat begin to close. And she called an ambulance to take her the rest of the way. She's now suing and seeking $200,000 to $100 million in damages.
This lady sounds like a drama queen.
Holy shiitake, am I right?
What did the hospital say?
I don't know if they said she actually had like internal like throat burns or not, but I love me some stuffed mushrooms or fried mushrooms. They can be very hot, but I know that's going to be hot. Like I always do a little nibble. I'm like, you check that, right?
Yeah, but sometimes you're just so impatient.
But that's not the restaurant's
food is
problem.
Just staring at you.
I mean, is
that's
it?
That's a her problem.
Remember the lady that sued McDonald's back in the day because she burned her crotch?
Yeah. I feel like the U.S. is just all about suing. Everyone sues.
I know. Some crazy shiitake right there. Get it? Instead of mushroom, and it sounds like I'm saying another word. And this is something I think we can wrap up Joe's Need to Know news with. It's something great for us guys out there. Dudes, soon we're going to be able to breastfeed just like the ladies. There's a new product called a father's nursing assistant. It straps to your chest. It doesn't look like a boob, but it feels similar to the baby, according to the people that created it. It can also sense when your kid falls asleep. Then it'll shoot you info on your app to let you know about tracking and sleep patterns and feeding patterns to kind of see when the baby's doing their thing. This is from a company in Japan. They came up with it. It's not clear when they're going to go on sale or how much they'll cost, but the idea, they say, is to take the pressure off the moms and give dads a new way to bond with their babies. I, right now, am all for it. I've publicly stated this, and I'll do it again. If I was able to carry a child, I would.
They need to be given credit to where credit is due, because Greg from Meet the Fockers was the first person to do this and come up with this.
I wonder if he'll sue them. There you go. I'll see you in court, Focker. So, all right, is Joe's Need to Know news here on the Joe and Alex Show. You can check it all out at joeandalexshow.com. Well, never easy to talk about something where it's scary, but we have to tackle it. Alex from the Joe and Alex Show, is she in danger? I wonder if this is self, you know, described danger you're putting yourself in, but why don't you explain why you want us to talk about this?
So I saw this yesterday. I was so ticked off. What do you guys think of when you hear the word spinster?
Well, not spinner. Spinner is a different thing with a girl. Spinster, isn't that like a reference to old women?
Yes.
Like maybe like where she's spinning and crocheting and stuff like something like that, I think. My grandma used to say that.
I thought it was someone who sews.
A spinster is an old unmarried lady. Here's the thing. They came out yesterday and said, did you know that spinster was originally created as a word to describe women 26 and older?
Wait, how old are you again?
26.
Oh my God, why don't we call it, it's the Joe and Spinster Show.
Right?
That would be so funny.
I mean, what the heck, man? So apparently I'm an old, dried up, unmarried lady.
Wow.
You're a spinster.
Yeah, you're the definite spinster on the show.
Yeah.
How's it feel?
But is that fair? Like, okay, here's the thing. When do you guys think that, like, you're officially, all right, like, you're in the danger zone of not getting married? Like, you're getting into that point where it's like, yikes,
honestly,
you're still not married? How old would you say?
I just don't know if that exists even anymore.
I kind of agree with Liv that
in
it doesn't.
Age.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like things have changed dramatically over the past 10, 20 years that, I mean, 20 years ago, if you're 26, it's like, well, what's wrong with her? Like, why won't anybody marry her? But now it's just like, oh, she's doing her thing. She's fine. She'll find love in the next 10, 15
years.
Yeah,
like, I feel like most people are waiting until their, like, 30s, their early 30s.
I was gonna say,
married.
So to me, my danger zone, if I am not married, like even close to marriage by the time I'm 31, I'm starting to freaking panic.
But here's why.
Panic.
Hold on, 833-JOE-ALEX. I want people to call in for this and see what they think. 833-563-2539.
Here's my theory on why there is no danger zone. Because of how prevalent divorce is this day and age, most people are literally through their first divorce by the time they're like 41.
Yeah, Alex, you might make a good rebound.
Yeah, even if you're like 38 or 45, even if you're 40, like 38 or 45, like you could meet a really good bachelor who's divorced. Just because someone's divorced doesn't mean that they're bad.
No, it doesn't, but I cannot be 38 and then getting married for the first time. I want to have kids, and I don't want to have them single. That's not my preference. So, you know, I would, I guess, if I had you, because I really do want to be a mom one day, but like, if I'm not getting married till I'm 38, that means I'm going to have had kids already. I mean, I have told myself that by 30, if I am, by 30 for sure, if I still am not even dating anyone seriously where it could lead to marriage, I'm going to have to freeze my eggs. But by 31, then I give myself one more year. I still haven't met anybody. I'm seriously crawling into a hole, like, and burying myself alive.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, you're putting a lot of pressure on yourself. I mean, 5 years goes quicker than you think.
I don't want to be an old mom. Here's the thing. I don't want to be chasing around, you know, a three-year-old when I'm in my 40s. That's hard work. That doesn't mean that you're not a great mom if you're older, if that's what you chose to do. But for me personally, like, I just have always had this vision for myself. I mean, I am so off my timeline at this point. I already thought, like, since I was a little kid, I always thought by 26 I'd already be married. So the fact that I'm not even dating anybody, this is not looking good for me.
You know, in the words of Drake, sometimes you got to follow God's plan. God's plan. It's not always Alex's plan. So that could be the reason why. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. I've got some people calling, and hopefully we'll get those up in there in a second. But also on social media, on Twitter, it's at Joe and Alex Show. Are you the same, Liv? Like, do you have a plan like Alex does? Or just whatever happens, happens?
Zero sort of timeline. The only thing that I had set a timeline on for was that I was going to be a reality TV star by the time I was 21. Ever since that didn't work out, I do no timelines.
All right. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
This is Sarah.
What do you think, Sarah? Alex is a spinster. Did you know that?
I kind of agree with her that there is like a danger zone. I would say if it was me, 35. Because like your menstrual clock for females, because she wants to be a mom, kind of starts to dwindle. So I don't know. For me, I would say 35. If I'm not married, I'm kind of feeling I'm in the danger zone and a little nervous.
100%. I agree. I can't believe you guys don't think that there is a danger zone.
So if you are 35 and you're not married, would you just date any old dude just to like...
Oh, I'm getting on seeking arrangement and I might as well just do the sugar daddy route. 100%. That's what I'm doing. We'll go to Sephora together and then my babies will be all of my lipsticks.
Alex right now, living that highway to the danger zone life. Good morning, Joe and Alex show. Yeah, I'm sorry. Good morning, Joe and the Spinster show. Who's this?
This is William.
Hey, William, get out speakerphone, please. That's what an old spinster would do. What do you think about Alex being an old dried up lady? All right, wow, okay.
That sounded like he was wrecking.
That sounded like he was peeling out.
Yeah, he's like, I didn't realize she was a spinster.
Jackie on Twitter says, calm down, Alex. As a 31-year-old, you are putting way too much pressure on yourself. My life is way different than I thought. At least raise your scary age.
That's what people tell themselves when they hate themselves.
I think 36 should be your scary age.
That is too old. By 35, your chances of being able to get pregnant, I mean, they're pretty much non-existent. What do you mean it's not true? It's a scientific fact.
That's not true. It's not true.
Yes, it is. Literally, Google it. That's why they say if you're going to get your eggs frozen, you got to do it around 30 because but no, 35 is the latest. Yes,
not anymore.
Liv,
my mom had me.
You are wrong.
I know.
My mom had me at 40. I'm here.
I'm not saying it's impossible, but I'm saying the chances.
She's afraid the kid will turn out like you.
The chances of being able to get pregnant, Pat, like 35 and older, are so slim to none. And if you were to get pregnant between 35 and 40, your chances of having a kid that has, you know, autism or Down syndrome, all these different things, they go up. So there are a lot of things that go along with that. It doesn't mean it can't happen.
Is there anything in your life
you're
that doesn't stress you out?
Yeah,
I'm giving you a wake-up call. No, here's the thing. This is the thing. Liv lives her life in denial. She's just like, it won't happen. I'm not going to think about it, and then everything will just work out. I am proactive. Maybe I'm a little bit of a worrier and I freak out, but at least I am.
Here's
you guys are not listening to me. You guys are literally living in denial, and I prepare myself to be ready.
Listen, if God wants me to have kids, if that's in his plan for me, then it will happen. If I don't have kids, that's because I was not willed on this earth to have kids. That was not part of God's plan for me.
You are 100% right, but you also have to keep in mind different biological facts going along with that. I can't just say, I'm going to wait till I'm 55 and then maybe God will give me a baby. That doesn't happen.
Some religions don't believe in freezing eggs.
Okay. Well, I do.
Here's future Alex. Come here, guys. Mama loves you.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Okay, I've talked about this before, but I've been kicked out of a place. It was in the news. We're going to talk about, too. If you're a sports fan, Liv knows all about it, about the New York Knicks owner kicking a fan out forever. We'll talk about that.
There is also a Utah Jazz fan that is banned as well.
Okay, where were you banned from? That's what we're going to do next here on the Joe and Alex Show. The number is 833-JOE-ALEX. Good morning. Hello. We are the Joe and Alex Show, and we want to know at 833-JOE-ALEX, what did you do to get kicked out? Like, where are you banned from? This happened. This is an exchange between a fan and the owner of the New York Knicks. This happened earlier in the week.
Sell the team! Anything I should sell the team? You want to not come to any more games?
What?
That's rude.
What's your opinion?
No, it's not an opinion. And you know what? Enjoy watching them on TV.
Him, Black. Bring up, him. Hold him for Kevin. Hold him for Kevin. Hold him for Kevin.
And I guess apparently Kevin had the power to make sure that the fan was banned from Madison Square Garden, so he was not allowed back ever.
Kevin's don't mess around.
Liv the Web Girl, you're too sweet. You've never been banned, right?
No, I have actually been banned, and I haven't been back since I've been banned, so I haven't even been able to test it if it was like for real or not. But when I was 18 years old, I went to a concert. It was a country concert the summer before college, and I allegedly had brought alcohol in and had consumed alcohol underage, and so I got like a double misconduct a citation. That's what it's called.
So what do you mean allegedly brought it in? Either you did or you didn't bring it in.
No, I mean, like, I did. But, like, I did. Now,
how did you bring it in? Did you do, like, the thigh gap thing where you squeezed it between your legs or
no,
what?
No. So I have really, really long hair. And so what I did was I put it in my bra. And then my hair covered up the big bulge, like, in my back that was, like, the alcohol.
It's like, no, it's just a hunchback. Don't worry about it.
And so it was very, very obvious that I was very intoxicated. And so they came up to me and I got a double citation. And then they banned me from the entire concert premises.
Nice. Emily, thanks for calling into the Joe and Alex Show, 833-JOE-ALEX. Where did you get... Hey, turn your radio down, Emily, okay? Turn your radio down. Emily, where'd you get banned from?
I'm banned from Target.
What? Why?
Too much red card use?
I'm banned from Target because a friend and I, her father had just died recently, and she was feeling really down, and I know it's stupid of me, but I went in anyways, and she asked me to grab her some vodka, and I tried, and I failed.
Why? I'm confused. Are you underage or something?
Yeah.
Oh.
Dang. So have you tried to go back to a Target?
No, I'm banned from every Target in the state of Indiana.
Holy cow.
Wait, but how do they know if you're really there or not? That's what I've always wondered.
I don't think they do. I just wouldn't risk it again.
Oh, man, that's insane.
You.
Hey, can somebody also call in at 833-JOE-ALEX? If you've actually been the person that banned somebody, do you guys actually enforce that? Or is that just something you say like, you're banned forever? 833-JOE-ALEX. Alex, were you ever banned?
I've never been banned. I'm kind of a good girl. Like, I'm way too scared of getting in trouble.
Yeah, you will not break rules.
I've done a lot of things that should have gotten me banned from public places, but, I mean, it didn't happen.
I still remember to this day there was a fight after, like, a big homecoming rivalry game between me, like, my city and Brighton, where I grew up at. Nobody knows this, but in Michigan it was a big thing. And afterwards, I don't know why, a fight broke out. I'm not a fighter. I'm a lover. So that happened, but I stuck around and I threw a bean burrito at some kid's face. And I got banned from the Taco Bell for like 3 months, but then I came back and it was all good. Clay is on the Joe and Alex Show. I can't believe how many people we know are getting banned from places. Where are you banned from and what the heck did you do?
I was banned from the Slippery Noodle downtown.
Okay, what did you do at the Slippery Noodle?
I was out on a date and we walked in there and there was a party going on in the back. So we went over there to check it out and the girl I was with said, hey, are we allowed to go in there? And the guy said, yeah, you're allowed to go in there. And she walks in and he puts his hand on my chest. I was like, what are you doing? And he's like, oh, she can go and you can't.
Why?
Like, well, she's my date. He was like, well, all chicks are allowed in. I was like, well, at least let me go in there and tell her I have to leave so we can go out together. And he goes, you lost her, dude. Just cut your losses and leave.
What?
I was like, yeah. I was like, hey, man, have you ever tasted that wall behind you? And he was like, what? And I pushed his head into the wall. And I ran in there and I grabbed her and said, we got to go. And on the way out, I got swarmed by a bunch of
Security? Oh my gosh. That's a new one. Hey, have you ever tasted that wall behind you? Like, yeah, I was drunk once and I made out with it. It was a rough night right there. Okay.
I would have thought that was the hottest thing if that was that girl.
I know. I wanted to see how it turned out. Like, yeah. If it lasted or if there was a second date.
That is hot. We'll never... Okay, so one thing that I always ask guys when I'm talking to them, one of the first questions I ask is, have you ever gotten into a fight?
And what if they say no? Is that kind of a turnoff? Or
no,
like...
it's just, I think it's interesting. You don't have to fight people.
Yeah,
but
I feel like that's probably one of the first questions I ask someone if I'm like interested in them.
It also tells you what kind of drunk somebody is, which is very important to know.
Oh, I thought you meant like you got in a fight with your parents, like you got to, you know, get off the Wi-Fi in the basement or something.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Coming up next in the garbage, this A-lister uses her own blood to moisturize.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Justin Bieber and his wife, Hailey Baldwin, share everything with each other, except Hailey's moisturizer because it contains her own blood.
What?
In a recent beauty essay, Hailey revealed her favorite products for completing her bare face makeup look, as well as the fact that her and Justin share the same shampoo. Justin admits that he doesn't want to share Hailey's moisturizer, though, which is made from her own blood and costs around $1,400. The moisturizer is Dr. Barbara Sturm's MC1 Blood Moisturizer and is used by other celebrities like Carolina Kurkova, Jamie King, Elsa Hosk, Emma Roberts, and Victoria Beckham.
What? Okay. Is that something you would do?
For sure.
Really? Oh yeah. My God, that sounds so nasty and disgusting.
I'll do anything to stay looking younger. Like, I have always been a massive skincare person, anti-aging person, all that stuff.
Yeah, I would definitely use that moisturizer. I'd use my own blood.
You think my blood would help if I moisturized with it or no?
If you use it on yourself, probably.
All right, well, I'm going to go cut myself. Hold on.
Two K-pop stars are involved in a sex scandal that is sweeping across the South Korean industry. K-pop star... Swingery. I have no idea how to say these names, so just bear with me. But he was charged with running an illegal prostitution ring. And now another singer, Jung Jun Young, admitted to secretly filming videos of himself flipping pancakes and has been charged with illegal filming and leaking visual material. The two men were allegedly involved in a chat room where conversations of the events took place, and a South Korean talent agency is denying reports that a third K-pop star is now involved. This comes after more than 6,000 cases involving spy cam porn have been reported since 2017 in South Korea.
That is so creepy. Who's even into that stuff?
A lot of people.
No, I get that. I mean, I'm into weird stuff too, but man, that's just... I don't get that stuff. I don't get that.
Lisa Van Allen, who is one of the women in the documentary Surviving R. Kelly, is revealing more information about R. Kelly. In a new interview, she says that R. Kelly and Aaliyah's mom were actually involved in a sexual relationship while he was grooming Aaliyah. This is some abducted in plain sight stuff.
Like, I am not seeing that on Netflix.
Yes, it's just like that. So R. Kelly and Aaliyah's mom supposedly were involved in this sexual thing. When Aaliyah would go to sleep, she said that he would go in the living room and him and her mom would do acts on the couch while Aaliyah was sleeping in the bedroom. She goes on to say that R. Kelly wanted to marry Aaliyah because he actually got her pregnant when she was 15.
Oh my gosh.
So that's all alleged.
All sorts of messed up, yeah.
Jimmy Fallon is launching a brand new show on NBC called That's My Jam. The Tonight Show host will executive produce and host the 10-episode hour-long celebrity competition series, which will draw inspiration from the musical segments to bring his late-night talk show plus brand new music-based games together. One of the most popular that will be on the show is Wheel of Musical Impressions, in which celebrities perform random musical impressions. Here's Christina Aguilera doing Cher on the show.
The best part of waking up is holding in your cup.
That is so much talent right there. That is awesome.
And this is Jamie Foxx doing John Legend.
I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid.
I want to watch that.
He sounds exactly like John Legend. Coming up in less than an hour, Aunt Becky surrendered to police yesterday.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
All right, we are the Joe and Alex Show on radio now. And if the person you were dating was Instagram famous, would you be okay with them using their followers to do this? Grant needs some advice from you. That's coming up next with Ask Alex here on the Joe and Alex Show on radio now. Ask Alex is an easy thing to do. If you've got a question, you can call us at 833-JOE-ALEX, and you can also hit us up, joeandalexshow@gmail.com. And Twitter and Instagram, if you want to DM us, give us a follow at Joe and Alex Show, and you could be on the show. Hey, Grant, thank you for calling in today for Ask Alex. What's your question? Maybe we can help you out today.
Hey, guys. Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I got a question about my girlfriend. So basically, she is low-key Instagram famous. She's got about 43,000 followers.
Nice. Dang.
Yep. No, she's doing pretty well there. And she posts like bikini pics all the time.
Okay, so she's one of those people.
I get it. That's where it's from. Yep. Now it's making some sense.
Right. So obviously, then a bunch of like thirsty guys follow her. And one time she was even featured on like Barstool's Smoke Show account. So, I mean, that got her like a bunch more followers and everything.
Wow. She must be hot.
Yeah. Absolutely. Gorgeous. In her Instagram bio, she has a link to her Amazon wish list. And these guys, they buy her things off that all the time. It just automatically sends, like when you do that, it automatically sends to the address of the owner or whatever the owner of the wish list sets. And so... I personally think it's kind of annoying and irritating and odd that she always has these random guys that she doesn't know, and obviously I don't know, just buying like a bunch of stuff for her.
So, what's the problem?
You know, she gets clothes and workout stuff, new shoes, things for the apartment.
Why is that annoying, Grant? Sorry not to cut you off, but why is that so annoying or bother you?
I think I just don't like the fact that all these like other guys that like obviously... You know, these desperate guys that clearly want to get with her are buying her stuff, these strangers, these oddballs. And so that just kind of, it gets to me. It gets under my skin.
But you're with her, though, dude. Like, they're not with your girl. Grant, you're with your girl. You just get to reap the benefits. You need to have her. Here's why you should be upset. She sounds like she has nothing on her wish list for you.
That's a good point.
See,
that's
look
a good point.
Now I know what to do.
No, I tend to side with you, Grant, on this. Basically, it just makes you feel uncomfortable that, like, random dudes are buying her stuff, right?
Right. Thank you. And she actually, of course, tells me that that I shouldn't be jealous and it's not a big deal. And I should just be happy that I don't have to spend more money on her.
Now, I understand if you're upset and jealous that all these thirsty guys are double tapping your girl's booty because she's posting those photos. That's one issue. But if you're just upset that they're sending her things, well, then you need to get over that.
You know,
I don't see what the problem is. Nobody's getting hurt. She's not cheating on this guy, Alex. What's the big deal?
Because when I hear this, it sounds to me almost like she's a user. And that worries
me
for Grant. Because she knows how to manipulate, use her body and stuff to, like, you know, thirst trap all these guys into spending money on her and stuff. And I mean, what's to say that she's not doing that in real life as well? Like, you know, getting these guys, you know, getting other guys in real life to spend money on her or dote on her or whatever.
But this is what women do in general, though. Women always, like, do whatever to get something.
If your significant other was Instagram famous and they were using their followers to buy them things like Grant's girlfriend is doing, would you care? 833-JOE-ALEX. Call us, 833-JOE-ALEX.
All right, Grant. Listen, dude, I think you're totally blowing this up over nothing, but I want to get some callers on the air. So 833-JOE-ALEX. If you can't get through on the phones, our social media, where is this going to be up at? On Twitter, at Joe and Alex Show?
Yep, and Facebook, just search for Radio Now.
We're the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and we're talking to Grant for Ask Alex today, and you can help him out and give your input. 833-JOE-ALEX, that's 833-563-2539. Grant's got a girlfriend, which he says is Instagram famous. What's she got, like 45,000 followers? That's a lot. And yeah. She's putting up the bikini pics, so a lot of thirsty dudes chasing after her. And explain to everybody again, Grant, what your problem is with this. You don't like what?
Well, so basically, I don't like that all these these guys are sending her stuff from her Amazon wish list. And I mean, the thing is, like, sometimes they'll send notes with it, you know. So somebody will send her like a song or something, be like, "Hey, I really want to see you in this."
Ooh.
Yeah, it's just odd and creepy, and I don't like it.
See, I would feel like when posting Instagram pictures is whatever, like obviously lots of people like your photos, that's one thing, but then the extra mile of like communication with that, sending the notes, sending you gifts, that to me takes it to another level where it almost makes me feel like, you know, she treats your relationship like she's in a relationship with all these people at once.
I think she's just trying to get something for free, which is not uncommon. Girls at the bar all the time. Like, would you have a problem, Grant, if your girl, like, was looking good and got a free drink at the bar?
I guess I get that it would depend upon how she reacted to it, you know? Like,
well, she's not going to go home with the dude. If she does, then for sure, I can see why you're upset. But like, if my wife, Lindsay, is getting hit on, or if she was a bikini model, oh my God, please get that wish list taken care of so we don't have to buy it and save money. You should be thankful that you don't got to pay for all that.
Right. I mean, that's fair, but I feel like that's also part of like what I want to do as her boyfriend, is I want to buy her stuff and I want to get her stuff.
I think it's natural for a man to want to feel like he is the main provider or protector of a girl, and this girl has all these other guys. It almost makes him feel like, why does she even need me? And I totally get that. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-JOE-ALEX.
I would just feel like, man, those guys are suckers. They're taking care of everything for me. Hey, good morning. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
This is Jessica.
Jessica, what do you think? Is Grant, you know, have a good point here that his girl's getting all these gifts sent to her?
I think he does. I think it's unacceptable to invite people into your relationship like that, whether it's on social media or in real life. And who knows, maybe one day the social media won't be enough and it'll transfer into her actual real life. I don't know. I wouldn't like if my husband was doing that. I think it's inappropriate.
But what if you were getting gifts, though, in exchange for it? Would you have a problem with that?
Hey, I'm not jealous, or I am jealous that she's getting all these gifts for free, but as far as a relationship goes, when you're in a relationship, I think that's inappropriate. I think if she was single and she was using her body to get all these things, then hey, go for it. But when you're in a relationship, if your significant other isn't okay with it, then you should care that they are okay with it and stop doing that.
Okay. Hey, thank you for the call. But Grant, did you or did you not know when you started dating your girlfriend that she was already getting these gifts and she had like an Instagram account where it was pretty much bikini pics?
Well, I mean, I knew, but at that point it wasn't that popular. Like, she only had like a couple of 1,000 followers, but it built up a lot of steam. And then she added the Amazon wish list. And it just kind of, like, in my opinion, got out of hand. I think actually Jessica brought up a good point. Like, a big part of this is she doesn't seem to care that much about my feelings. Here,
I think that's a red flag. I think you need to sit down and talk to her about this and be like, look, it makes me feel a little bit uncomfortable. And see what she says. Maybe she'll say, oh my gosh, I had no idea, and just deletes the Instagram wish list out of her, or the Amazon wish list out of her Instagram bio. But if she does it or refuses or gets super defensive and stuff, then I would say that's kind of weird.
Scott's on the Joe and Alex show. Hey, Scott, you're also on with Grant, whose girlfriend apparently looks amazing in a bikini.
All right.
What do you want to say?
I wanted to say that my girlfriend does kind of a similar thing, not as many followers. She gets random gifts from people, which is perfectly acceptable as long as, you know, her reaction isn't falling into it. She's not hiding anything. Then that's where the trust factor is lost. But if she's being open about it, then there's no harm, no foul. She's not cheating. She's just accepting gifts, and it's money saved at the end of the day.
Scott, what kind of gifts is she getting?
She's just getting things from her Amazon wish list of, like, cooking supplies, cards for extra money, for gas.
Where does she have this wish list up so that people can buy her stuff?
It's on Amazon. She leaves a link to it on her Instagram.
Who are these people that just go on Amazon and then they look for wish list and just buy, like, strangers things? Because, like, if that's what's going on, like, then I might as well do that.
Yeah, Alex is like, I want chicken nuggets, and then I'd like some chicken nuggets. And
can I make a Chick-fil-A wish list? Just give me the whole freaking menu, please.
Yeah, come on, Alex. You got to get up there. Hey, can you hang on? I just want to know. We won't say it on the air, but I want to see what your girl looks like her Instagram page. Can you hang on so we can get that?
What's your girl look like?
My wife, Lindsay, you can see it. You just got to go on to mine. Mine's Joe Pesh Radio. She's on a bikini, though, but I just want to see what your girl looks like if people are sending her stuff. She must be hot.
She's all right.
Oh, my God.
No, she's perfectly. She's beautiful.
All right, well, hang on. I want to find out. We won't tell everybody, like, listening, but Porkchop, go pick him up. I want to find out and see what it actually looks like. Maybe we can send her a nice little Amazon gift.
Okay.
All right, well, sorry, Grant, to get all off track right there, but did that help you at all today for Ask Alex?
You know, it actually did help a lot because I think, like, I've broached the subject, but I haven't really pressed it all. And I think clearly we need to talk about this.
I do too. So. Grant, good luck. I hope everything works out for the best. We wish the best for you.
Porkchop, seriously, go get that guy on the phone. I want to find out what his girl's Instagram is to see if she's hot or not.
Oh, my gosh.
Please. If he's not there, I'm going to be ticked off. All right. Well, that's Ask Alex. If you want to be on the show, get some advice answered, all you got to do is email us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com. We're the Joe and Alex Show on radio now, and we're talking to Grant for Ask Alex today, and you can help him out and give your input. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Grant's got a girlfriend, which he says is Instagram famous. What's she got, like 45,000 followers? That's a lot. And yeah. She's putting up the bikini pics, so a lot of thirsty dudes chasing after her. And explain to everybody again, Grant, what your problem is with this. You don't like what?
Well, so basically, I don't like that all these, like, these guys are sending her stuff from her Amazon wish list. And, I mean, the thing is, like, sometimes they'll send notes with it, you know? So somebody will send her, like, a song or something, be like, hey, I really want to see you in this.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's just odd and creepy and...
I would feel like posting Instagram pictures is whatever. Like, obviously, lots of people like your photos. That's one thing. But then the extra mile of, like, communication with that, sending the notes, sending you gifts, that to me takes it to another level where it almost makes me feel like, you know, she treats your relationship like she's in a relationship with all these people at once.
I think she's just trying to get something for free, which is not uncommon. Girls at the bar all the time. Like, would you have a problem, Grant, if your girl, like, was looking good and got a free drink at the bar?
I guess I get that it would depend upon how she reacted to it, you know? Like,
well, she's not going to go home with the dude. If she does, then for sure, I can see why you're upset. But, like, if my wife, Lindsay, is getting hit on, or if she was a bikini model, oh, my God, please get that wish list taken care of so we don't have to buy it and save money. You should be thankful that you don't got to pay for all that.
Right. I mean, that's fair. But I feel like that's also part of, like, what I want to do as her boyfriend is I want to buy her stuff and I want to get her stuff.
I think it's natural for a man to want to feel like he is the main provider or protector of a girl, and this girl has all these other guys. It almost makes him feel like, why does she even need me? And I totally get that. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-JOE-ALEX.
I would just feel like, man, those guys are suckers. They're taking care of everything for me. Hey, good morning. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
This is Jessica.
Jessica, what do you think? Is Grant, you know, have a good point here that his girl's getting all these gifts sent to her?
I think he does. I think it's unacceptable to invite people into your relationship like that, whether it's on social media or in real life. And who knows, maybe one day the social media won't be enough and it'll transfer into her actual real life. I don't know. I wouldn't like if my husband was doing that. I think it's inappropriate.
But what if you were getting gifts, though, in exchange for it? Would you have a problem with that?
Hey, I'm not jealous, or I am jealous that she's getting all these gifts for free, but as far as a relationship goes, when you're in a relationship, I think that's inappropriate. I think if she was single and she was using her body to get all these things, then hey, go for it. But when you're in a relationship, if your significant other isn't okay with it, then you should care that they are okay with it and stop doing that.
Okay. Hey, thank you for the call. But Grant, did you or did you not know when you started dating your girlfriend that she was already getting these gifts and she had like an Instagram account where it was pretty much bikini pics?
Well, I mean, I knew, but at that point it wasn't that popular. Like she only had like a couple of thousand followers, but it built up a lot of steam. And then she added the Amazon wish list. And it just kind of, like, in my opinion, got out of hand. I think actually Jessica brought up a good point. Like a big part of this is she doesn't seem to care that much about my feelings here.
I think that's a red flag. I think you need to sit down and talk to her about this and be like, look, it makes me feel a little bit uncomfortable. And see what she says. Maybe she'll say, oh my gosh, I had no idea, and just deletes the Instagram wish list out of her, or the Amazon wish list out of her Instagram bio. But if she does it or refuses or gets super defensive and stuff, then I would say that's kind of weird.
Scott's on the Joe and Alex Show. Hey, Scott, you're also on with Grant, whose girlfriend apparently looks amazing in a bikini.
All right.
What did you want to say?
I wanted to say that my girlfriend does kind of a similar thing, not as many followers. She gets random gifts from people, which is perfectly acceptable as long as, you know, her reaction isn't falling into it. She's not hiding anything. Then that's where the trust factor is lost. But if she's being open about it, then there's no harm, no foul. She's not cheating. She's just accepting gifts, and it's money saved at the end of the day.
Scott, what kind of gifts is she getting?
She's just getting things from our Amazon wish list of, like, cooking supplies, cards for extra money, for gas.
Where does she have this like wish that. List up so that people can buy her stuff?
It's on Amazon. She leaves a link to it on her Instagram.
Who are these people that just go on Amazon and then they look for wish list and just buy, like, strangers things? Because, like, if that's what's going on, like, then I might as well do that.
Yeah, Alex is like, I want chicken nuggets, and then I'd like some chicken nuggets. And
can I make a Chick-fil-A wish list? Just give me the whole freaking menu, please.
Yeah, come on, Alex. You got to get up there. Hey, can you hang on? I just want to know. We won't say it on the air, but I want to see what your girl looks like her Instagram page. Can you hang on so we can get that?
What's your girl look like?
My wife, Lindsay, you can see it. You just got to go on to mine. Mine's Joe Pesh Radio. She's not in a bikini, though, but I just want to see what your girl looks like if people are sending her stuff. She must be hot.
She's all right.
Oh, my God.
No, she's perfectly. She's beautiful.
All right, well, hang on. I want to find out. We won't tell everybody like listening, but Porkchop, go pick him up. I want to find out and see what it actually looks like. Maybe we can send her a nice little Amazon gift.
Okay.
All right, well, sorry, Grant, to get all off track right there, but did that help you at all today for Ask Alex?
You know, it actually did help a lot because I think, like, I've broached the subject, but I haven't really pressed it all. And I think clearly we need to talk about this.
I do too. So. Grant, good luck. I hope everything works out for the best. We wish the best for you.
Pork chop. Seriously, go get that guy on the phone. I want to find out what his girl's Instagram is to see if she's hot or not.
Oh, my gosh.
Please. If he's not there, I'm going to be ticked off. All right. Well, that's Ask Alex. If you want to be on the show, get some advice answered, all you got to do is email us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and Lady Gaga, we're going to play a little love game.
Let's have some fun. This beat is sick. I want to take a ride
on your meat stick.
Let's have some fun. Mm-hmm. This beat is sick. Mm-hmm. I want to take a ride on your disco stick.
Hey! Lady Gaga, your chance right now. just for getting qualified to get a digital download of A Star Is Born, the soundtrack, which has the song Shallow with Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. We got that for you. But also, we got a chance for you to qualify for the grand prize, a flyaway to Vegas to see Lady Gaga in concert. We'll hook you up with the flight, hotel, and other accommodations. Let's see here. Let's get some people to play the game. Let's go to line number 7. Hey, Joel, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Are you there?
I am here.
All right, make sure you're on speakerphone and you talk directly into your phone. Taylor, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Hi, Taylor.
Hello.
Hey, cool. Good morning. All right, the game today, I saw it involves meat. What's going on today, Pork Chop?
Yeah, because Lady Gaga, a couple years ago, she wore a meat dress.
Oh, so, who could forget that?
So I've got some meat trivia. Each person's going to get a chance to answer a question. If they get it wrong, the other person gets a chance to steal. So it's ladies first. Taylor, you get the first question. Whoever gets the most right wins. Are you ready, Taylor?
Yes.
All right. In 2014, a 125-pound woman won the Wing Bowl. That was Wing Bowl 22. She also won again last year in Wing Bowl 26. How many wings did she eat in Wing Bowl 26? A, 501, B, 89, or C, 112?
C.
That is incorrect. With the chance to steal, Joel, how many did she eat?
What was my options again?
501, 89, or 112?
89.
That is also incorect. She
ate
501 wings.
Whoa.
Dang.
Insane.
Tiny woman.
Now, I got to be honest. As a man, it's kind of a turn-on to me to know a girl can eat that many chicken wings. But it's also like a financial turn-off because, you know, I'm the cheapest guy in the world. Like, who's paying for all these wings?
Good question. It was actually a radio promotion in Philadelphia.
Oh, well, there you go. Man, Philly knows how to do good radio.
All right, that was Taylor's question. So, Joel, this is your question. A survey conducted by Smithfield shows that what percentage of Americans would support bacon as their national food? A, 110%, B, 10%, or C, 65%?
I'm going to go B.
B, 10%? That is incorrect. Taylor, with the chance to steal?
C.
That is correct. 65% of Americans would love to have bacon as their national food.
Wait a minute. Would you? Okay, let's talk America real quick. Are we going to say that's what it would be? Like, would you want bacon to be the national food of America?
Sure.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
I don't even know what the national food is now.
I don't either.
Whatever.
I don't know.
I could also do hot dog.
I was going to say hot dog.
Yeah, I want my like leftover parts in a tube kind of a thing to be the national thing.
Taylor.
That or spam.
Taylor, you are next. What delicious meat was a part of the first ever meal on the moon? Was it A, pork chop, B, bacon, or C, filet mignon?
A.
That is incorrect. Joel with the chance to steal. What is it? Bacon or filet mignon? Five seconds.
Filet mignon.
That is incorrect. It was bacon.
Do you really think they're going to take filet mignon to the freaking moon?
Why not? It was the moon.
Yeah,
right. How are they going to even make it up there? By the way, what are you ordering? Now that this game has gone sideways, who's getting breakfast right now? Like, what are you getting? I'm kind of hungry.
That was me at Starbucks. I'm addicted.
Oh, man. There you go. Make sure you bring something to buy for all of us, okay? I want a scone.
Joel, question 4. What country eats nearly 3 times more pork than the rest of the world? Is it A, United States, B, Russia, or C, France?
I'm going to go United States.
That is incorrect. Taylor, with a chance to steal, is it A, United States, B, Russia, or C, France?
B.
That is incorrect. It is not Russia.
Yeah.
It is France.
I'll take some bacon with my baguette.
Taylor, this is the last question. If you get this one right, you win. We have a meaty producer on our show. What's his name? Is it A, T-Bone, B, Pork Chop, or C, General Tso's Chicken?
I think B.
B, Pork Chop is correct. That's me. You're the winner.
Yeah, she did get an easy one.
Yeah, I know, man. I think that's what you call trying to wrap the game up. It happens sometimes. Hey, congratulations to Taylor. Joel, thank you for playing, buddy. You got another chance to get qualified for that flyaway tomorrow. But Taylor, you get the digital download of A Star Is Born, which has this song. Come on, everybody! Yesterday was absolutely insane. I was driving back from Champion Crusher Jeep Dodge Ram. I was out there, and I got this Jeep Sahara, which is awesome. You can see, actually, on our Joe and Alex Show Instagram. I'm driving around doing my thing, and I'm coming back with one of our sales guys. His name's Blaze, and we're like, oh, okay, what's this? It looked like there was some kind of an accident in an intersection. We couldn't see because other cars were in front. It was a three-car accident. Somebody went like 45, 50 miles per hour, T-boned somebody else. Alex, this, I think it was like an S10, like a smaller truck, not a giant, like jacked up bro country truck. But this truck rolled end over end three times. This older lady was stuck on the passenger side. Like, she was in her seat, sideways. Her wheels were like spinning because her foot was on the gas. We thought she was knocked out. She probably was a little dizzy.
Yeah.
But there's smoke going. There's fluids. We don't know what it is.
I've never seen a wreck like that in real life.
Me neither, just in movies. And we roll up and we're like, I don't know, like my adrenaline pumped in. Have you ever been in a near accident or in an accident and you freak out? Like, you know how your adrenaline gets pumping?
Yeah.
It's really close. Or if you actually get hit. I've been in both.
It's a horrible feeling.
Your heart is just pounding. And that's how I was. I wasn't even in it. So we went.
Oh, I thought this whole time you were in the wreck.
No, it was just in front of us. No, thank God that we were just slightly off, because that could have been us, because it wasn't the lady's fault that got hit. It was some other idiot who knows what they were doing. And I'm going to put video. You can see this on our Instagram story. I'll put it up there in just 1 second, at Joe and Alex Show. Just insane. The cops come, the fire department's there. But Alex, eight of us people, us guys, and I'm not trying to be a hero, even though, I mean, if you want to call me one, I'll certainly take the recognition.
Of course.
Because it is certainly due. We rock it slowly. We start rocking this truck back and forth, and eventually we rock it to stand up. We open the door, and we bring the lady out, and she's okay. Like, she was adrenaline
pumping.
You
removed her? I thought you were never supposed to move somebody like that because they could have a broken neck and stuff.
If they're going to sue, I had nothing to do with this. But that's what we were thinking. But she's like, okay. But the truck was smoking, so you're not supposed to move somebody. But what if the truck catches on fire?
Yeah.
I don't want her to be burnt up like a barbecue.
How long did it take, like, police and stuff to get there?
They were there within, like, 3 minutes.
Oh,
so
okay.
It was a pretty quick response time. But it freaked me out. But I'm wondering, 833-JOE-ALEX, I don't know if anybody will do this. And listen, if you're humble and you don't want to brag, don't look at it that way. We just want to hear about the situation where either you were helped rescued, somebody helped save you. Not just a flat tire, but like an accident, something crazy like that.
Were you rescued or did somebody rescue you? That's the question.
I would like to, yeah, because Alex, I just could not believe, like after the fact, you hear these crazy stories of people's adrenaline rushing and pumping, and where you hear like a man lifted a truck off of a kid or something like that. And I can see how that really happens, because something happens, it triggered you, and you just flipped it over.
I was obsessed with the show. I don't know if anyone will remember the show, but when I was little, I loved the show Rescue 911.
Yes, it's old as hell. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yep.
That was my show. I mean, I'm talking like 4 years old. I was very little,
it's
and
old.
I was obsessed. So, because I was a true murderino, even as a baby, I loved Rescue 911, and I loved Unsolved Mysteries, and I would make my parents put those on for me and watch them. I mean, I was a weirdo.
I remember the episode where the little girl ran through the glass front door. Do you remember that episode?
No.
Oh my.
I remember a cat getting stuck in a vent. I remember that one.
Well, will they make it in time before Mittens?
remake that show.
I also remember somebody getting their hand or something stuck in a toilet.
Well, we've all been there before. I don't think that's that big of a Rescue 911 situation. No, I know what you're talking about. That was a great show. But I'm wondering, have you ever had a situation where you just roll up, you're like, whoa, I got to jump into action, because I am so, you know, it was the coolest thing. It was great to see everybody, because all we hear is bad news. It was cool. White, black, green, yellow, like all these different people coming together, helping out this old lady, flip her vehicle, get her there. We're all like, do you need to call somebody? Just, it felt so great just to help out your fellow man or woman. So I just couldn't believe we were in that situation, because driving up on it, I'm like, oh, who's this idiot? Some stupid accident. And it's like, oh, this poor lady almost got killed. Hey, good morning. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
This is Tara.
Hey, tell us about what happened.
All right. I was 2 when it happened, but I remember like it was yesterday for some reason. But I was 2 and I was climbing in the back seat of my cousin's car and I fell through the floorboard head first and I was dragged like 5 miles before they even knew it.
What?
And like I didn't feel any pain. Like I remember just like hanging underneath there and just like not understanding what was going on. And then when we pulled up to where we were supposed to be, they realized it, and my older cousin, he was gay at the time, and we didn't know it, but he had this, like, really nice suit on. He was going for a job interview, and he didn't want to climb under the car and get me. Well, the lady he was with at the time was, like, 300 pounds, and they had, like, this little bitty black car and couldn't get underneath there to get me either. So, finally, the guy climbed underneath there and got me, and I was in, like, a whole body cast, and, like, I'd be rubbed in like this metal bathtub. It was horrible.
Bless
I still have a little
heart.
Scar from it. Yeah.
So wait, was it just like my dad had an old F-150 back
yeah.
in the day and like the floorboard rusted out? Was that
That's
what
I was thinking. It must have been rusty.
I don't know. I really don't remember that part. Like I know they had like one of the rugs on top of it so like you couldn't see the hole, and like I got out of my seat and went to climb or so I was climbing around the back seat. I don't know what really happened, but I do remember falling through it. And like the crazy part to me is that like I remember hanging underneath it and not feeling no pain, but I guess I was being dragged the whole time.
Oh my
gosh. Because
I
had to have a whole body cast and everything. Yeah.
That is insane. So.
I know. It's crazy.
When I was 6 years old, I wanted to be rescued. I wanted attention. So I walked to the end of our road and laid on the very top of a ditch next to the road and did not move for several minutes like I was a dead person.
Oh my God, what is wrong with Alex as a kid?
I wanted to see if anybody would stop and rescue me. Nobody did.
Nobody came. What was your maximum time that you were going to be out there for? Like, how long were you going to give yourself?
I waited for like 3 or 4 cars to pass and nobody stopped. Finally, after a while, I think somebody did. And then I got scared. So I got it because I was scared I was going to get in trouble. They were going to tell my mom what I was doing. But, you know, nothing has changed. I'm still looking for attention everywhere I go.
This might sound a little strange, but I think if scientists say it's true, it must be true. And I want to know if you agree or disagree. Maybe you already do this and it works for you. We're the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Scientists say that you can help improve your immune system, which I'm not going to get into a big fight this morning. Alex and Liv the Web Girl, if you're new to the Joe and Alex Show, blame me for them being sick and not feeling so well the past couple of weeks because I had a really bad sinus congestion little head thing going on.
Yep, he gave it to us.
And that's what they say. So, not true, but that's the accusation and the
Except
slander.
Somehow explain to me how somehow the only sick person you're around is you, and then you get sick.
Everybody, Alex, has been that way. It's just the weather. But that being said, this scientist says to help out with your immune system, which obviously needed a little TLC, Alex, you need to eat this. Any idea what you should be eating?
Chicken broth?
Nope. They say you should eat your own boogers.
Okay, you know what? Get out of here with BS. Literally leave the studio.
This dermatologist says picking your boogers and eating them improves your immune system. She also says people should eat food they drop on the floor because it could help boost the body's natural defenses and make people more resilient to infection and allergies. I want you guys now to start taking me seriously. Alex, Liv the Web Girl, Porkchop, you're a trooper. You never take time off. But you guys need to start eating your own boogers and toughen up because your immune systems are way too weak. Right now, I want you to put your finger up your nose.
No!
I'll put my finger up your nose
no,
and have you eat
I'm
it.
No, I'm not doing that. It's sick.
Does anybody hear this before? Do they eat your boogers? Like,
Liv the Web Girl has admitted to me in private before that she does like to snack on them when she's in a pinch.
No, I believe that because Liv the Web Girl is really into like natural stuff like hummus.
Exactly. That's the thing. It's all natural. It's all organic. I don't want to hear any more crap about being gluten-free and all this if you're not willing to actually eat boogers.
Gluten-free, dairy-free, organic, no GMOs. Can you get any healthier? All I want to say.
You know what boogers are, though, right? They're like waste.
Yeah, but they're saying you should eat them. Yes. It's stuff that your body does. It's able to stop all the dirt and junk from getting into your body.
It's not waste. It's treasure.
Well, then why don't you eat your booger? Because honestly, you guys are always talking about how you're sick. Then you get mad at me. You slander me on the radio when I'm not here.
I don't like salty. I like sweet, and boogers are salty.
Well, put some sugar or Splenda on it.
I distinctly remember kids in first and second grade eating their burgers, and I just...
Boogers?
Yeah. Boogers? Now you're just hungry for lunch. Like burgers. And,
no, I said boogers.
No, you didn't.
Play the audio back later. You said burgers.
Okay. And I distinctly remember not like them eating it and me like being, oh, that's disgusting. I would never do that.
But they were never sick, were they? I think there's a point here. 833 Joe Alex, that if you eat your boogers, it's good for you. I really truly do. Like, or if you're a doctor or a nurse and you know anything about this, because listen. If it'll help, you guys need to seriously start doing it because you're always complaining about how you're not feeling well.
I take one emergency gummy every morning. Why not do that? It's filled with vitamin C.
They both have the same texture, at least.
Yeah, they're both kind of gooey and funky. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
This is Alice. And Joe, that is so, so gross.
I didn't come up with this, Alice.
Yeah. I read that, but it's not even like I feel like so many more scientists need to do more studies on that before anybody even truly takes that seriously.
Hold on. All right, Alice.
I did have a person that I know who is now deceased. He passed away. But he used to eat his boogers. It was a coworker, and we would make fun of him. Like he was that kid that it was so funny because he loved E-40, and he was the whitest kid ever.
The
and
rapper
E-40? He sounded
E-40?
Just like E-40. Yeah. And he would make everybody laugh, and then, like, later on, you see him, like, sneaking boogers, and I'm like, why do you eat your boogers, dude? And he was like, they're little treasures inside. After he passed away, I figured out that he was on cocaine, and that's why he was eating his boogers. Come on, man.
Well, see, listen, if I had some, you know, booger sugar, I might be picking it, too.
There's nothing more gangsta than picking your nose and eating it.
Mm-mm-mm.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Actress Lori Loughlin, who played Aunt Becky in Full House, surrendered to federal authorities in Los Angeles yesterday after being charged in a massive bribery scam involving some of the country's most elite universities. Loughlin and Felicity Huffman were among 50 people indicted for the conspiracy to commit mail fraud and honest services mail fraud. Lori and her husband, fashion designer Mossimo, allegedly paid $500,000 to have their two daughters designated as recruits for USC's crew team, despite the fact that the girls didn't actually participate in the sport. She will be allowed to travel to Vancouver and British Columbia, Canada to shoot projects for the Hallmark Channel. Lori could face up to 5 years in federal prison. Lori Loughlin's daughter and YouTube star Olivia Jade, who I've started following on Instagram now.
Of course
I know that
you
she's
have.
Like, this whole family is like a total frauds, but I am obsessed with her daughter. After this whole thing, I like looked her up. She's so freaking cute, so pretty. Like, I just am obsessed with her. So I'm like, why are you even in college, dude? Like, just do the
just
YouTube
do your thing.
Thing
yeah.
Do the Instagram model thing because, like, I like her. So anyway, Olivia Jade, the daughter, was celebrating spring break on a yacht owned by a USC Board of Trustees member the same day her mom is caught in this widespread college bribery case. Like, how awkward is that? That I can't even imagine a worse place to be. So in December 2018, this is real juicy, John Stamos gushed over Olivia Jade's Olivia Jade and her having good morals and all this stuff. Listen to this.
Can I just say how proud I am of you?
Thanks.
You're such a good girl. You have good values and you project good morals, unlike other YouTube stars I know.
I don't have to be in this video.
Yeah, but she's like, she's in for, she's inspiring
yeah,
the kids.
Sit up
she does well.
She inspires. She inspires more kids.
She inspires people to,
oh my God,
to, you
no,
know,
no.
to get hurt.
Well, I mean, like, here's the thing, though. Is she innocent? Like, she doesn't really know what's going on, right? Or does she know?
I don't know. I think that's kind of unclear. I think, for the most part, they're saying the kids did not know this was going on.
Then I would say she's still a good kid. I mean, and if she's inspiring with her YouTube channel, I don't know much about it, then so be it.
So this is really juicy, too. So Olivia said herself that her dad faked his way through college and used the money meant for tuition to start his business in a interview a couple years ago.
He wasn't actually like ever, I don't know if I'm supposed to say that, sorry dad, but he wasn't ever like enrolled in
college, but he like faked his way through it. And,
oh, whoa.
Yeah. So, and then he started his whole business with tuition money that his parents thought were going to college.
What?
That's like such a different time, but
it's amazing.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I don't know if I was supposed to say that, but it's okay.
Probably
how
not.
How awkward is that?
It's interesting how old things come back to be like, whoa, that's relevant.
And in 2017 with Page Six, Lori Loughlin talked about her parenting relationship with her kids.
I always say do the best you can. We were never like at school, you got to get straight A's. We were never those parents. We were always like, you know what? Give it your all. Do the best you can. Because in life, if you give it your all and you do the best you can, that's it. That's all you can do. And that's enough.
And if not, we'll pay for it.
Exactly.
Lou Pearlman is the man behind the biggest boy bands of the 90s and 2000s. And now there's a new documentary coming out called The Boy Band Con, The Lou Pearlman Story. And untold stories are going to be revealed. Lance Bass of NSYNC said, we just wanted to tell the true story from the people who actually lived it and have a great cautionary tale for those that have kids that want to get into the entertainment industry. Hopefully it's a cautionary tale for them and their parents. Lou Pearlman, by the way, if you forget, is accused of stealing money from many of the band members of the bands he managed, as well as accusations of sexual misconduct and molesting. Pearlman passed away in 2016, and this documentary is going to come out on YouTube on April 3rd. So
I don't think
very soon.
I don't think half the parents that are trying to make their kids stars care. I'm sure there are some that care.
I don't
care,
think they do either.
But they just want their kid to be successful, and they'll probably turn a blind eye.
Well, that's why so many of these nasty slimy, grimy adults get away with half the stuff they do in Hollywood. Amanda Bynes, speaking of kids that are messed up from Hollywood, Amanda Bynes is back in rehab in LA, and friends are afraid she's not going to make it out alive this time. She checked into rehab specializing in addiction earlier this month. Sources say she's put her body through so much, and her friends are terrified that this latest slip-up actually might kill her. Allegedly, Amanda cannot seem to handle the media spotlight, but she can't continue to abuse herself like this because, I mean, she's not going to survive it. So, very scary. I hope that she gets better. I really wish that there was a way that we, you know, she could open up and talk about what the heck went wrong with her. Something happened to
her. Yeah, there's a lot. It's deep.
And the Simpsons showrunner, Al Jean, has revealed claims that he thinks Michael Jackson used his cameo to groom boys. So Michael Jackson was on the show in 1991 as a one-off character named Leon Kompowski in the episode Stark Raving Dad. Jean said, what saddens me is if you watch Leaving Neverland, which I did and several of us here did, if you watch that episode, honestly, it looks like the episode was used by Michael Jackson for something other than what we'd intended it. It wasn't just a comedy to him, it was something that was used as a tool, and I strongly believe that. That, to me, is my belief. It's why I think removing it is appropriate. And so the episode now has been pulled from circulation last week.
Interesting.
That is the garbage.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show. Woo! Yeah! About to beer bong all this beer. Okay, I never really went on spring break, so I don't have any crazy spring break stories, but we're going to delve into some of them. Lift the web girl. Oh, you know she's got a bunch. But what about you? 833-JOE-ALEX. We want to hear your crazy spring break story. What happened? 833-JOE-ALEX. We want to know the crazy story that happened when you were on spring break. A lot of colleges are on spring break right now across the country, and, well, I don't know. My spring break was not that exciting. I saw a boob, which was kind of cool when I was in high school.
Oh, brother.
I mean, that was big. That was pretty exciting for me. We went to Panama City Beach, Florida, and we had a good time. But I don't know. Like, mine was not crazy. I don't have any insane stories to talk about. But I'm sure, I know actually somebody on the show does. 833-JOE-ALEX, what is your spring break story? Live the web, girl. What were you doing?
Okay, so, I mean, it was really hard to pick one, but this is the one that I have chosen to go with. My junior year, we go down to Panama City, and we rented a, like, condo or whatever on the beach in Panama City, and it's the first day we get there, so we automatically just start pounding margaritas, drink shots, because we're so excited. We were driving for forever. Then all of a sudden around 6 o'clock, we had all been drinking since like 2 o'clock that day. We are all hammered at this point. There's a knock at our door. So one of my guy friends opens the door and it is a mom, a dad, a couple of young girls. There's grandparents there. And we're like, what is going on? And this guy goes, hi, sorry. Our son stayed here a year ago.
What?
And a year ago today, is the year anniversary of his death.
Shut the front door. What a freaking buzzkill. Did
you say kidding?
Party foul?
Yes, and we're like, and we like turn down the music. And he goes, he died here a year ago staying in this condo. And we're like, oh my gosh. And like, do you mind if we just like walk around the area for like one last look?
You are kidding me.
Yes. And they, so we're like, sure. So they are like walking around this condo and we're all in our bathing suits, just like ripping shots. And we're like, this is the most uncomfortable thing ever. We are all borderline like browned out.
Yeah. You're like here for the booze, not here for the
Exactly. And so then they start having a memoriam on the beach.
What?
And one of the guys we were with was like blacked out by this point and decides to go down and like talk to him. And at first, the dad was like confiding in him. He's in these like short, like American flag swim trunks with like a frat tank on, holding a beer.
Oh my
and
God.
This dad is confiding in him about his son's death.
Oh my
And
gosh.
Then finally, he started to like sense that like he had been there a little bit too long and like, okay, man, what are you doing? We're trying to like have a memoriam. He's like, yeah, nope, I get it. I get it. And he like walked back up to the condo and we found out that their son decided to take acid, tripped on acid, and the last video footage of him is him just running straight into the ocean.
Holy
crap. We find this out on the first day of spring break.
Spring break.
Yeah.
This is the craziest thing I've heard on the show yet.
Right?
Like, that is the best story that's been told on the show. Bar none, hands down, Liv wins.
That's
it's over.
That's sad. 833 Joe Alex.
We had a great week after that.
No decks required. Can somebody give us a spring break story? What went down?
I had the craziest spring break things happen, and I have pictures to prove it that I can put up right now on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. All of them also took place at Panama City Beach, which, you know what, by the way, I don't think, am I wrong about this, they changed the laws or something. You can't have like open containers on the beach there anymore because they wanted to combat underage drinking.
I'm sure.
So I don't
they
think
did
kids
something.
Go to PCB anymore. I think that kids on the East Coast go to
Fort Lauderdale
now, or they go to
Destin,
but in Texas there is a place.
El Padre.
Yes, that's where
El
they're
Padre
going in Texas.
Look at Liv's like a walking like encyclopedia of like, oh, where would you like to spring break? I'm a travel agent.
So, El Padre has a dope music festival every year during spring break.
It's so funny that we're talking about this because in honor of spring break, earlier, like 2 days ago on my story on Instagram, I put personal pictures I had found of me when I was 16 on spring break in Panama City, and we were like, me and my friends were grinding up on some MTV stage in front of a crowd of people on the beach. Like an idiot. So I'll put that photo up. It's, you know, it looks like it was taken with a potato because it was like 2009.
Little thoughty Alex over
there. Yeah, so little baby thought Alex. I'll put that up on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. And then the other thing, which is fantastic, and this is not a potato pic. This is maybe now 4 years ago or so, but I went on spring break for work, working for the radio station I went to. They sent me there so that I could like get, interview people on the beach drunk and just like get all the crazy stuff of spring break to put on the air. And I found this guy who had his thumb bandaged all up. He woke up, had no idea how, completely got his thumb chopped off.
Whoa!
And so I got a picture with this guy missing his thumb and he had a boob necklace on. And so I'm going to put that picture also up on Instagram at Joan Alex Show.
I actually have friends who are still in college right now and they're on spring break right now. And one of the guys on spring break randomly woke up in some random Canadian family's balcony. And they wanted a family picture. So they literally took his hair, held his head up, and got a family photo with the guy.
That
this is Weekend at Bernie's.
Weekend at Bernie's. That's we're going to put that up. All of it.
Yeah, put that one up there too.
Randomly in a Canadian family.
I can't wait to see the photo Alex has though, the guy having his finger gone.
And not only that, yeah, that's exactly what he had no idea. I said, how did you lose your thumb? He said, I don't know. And then I met another girl who said that she woke up her hotel lobby, somebody had driven their car into the hotel lobby.
This is insane. Oh my gosh. We need to take a Joe and Alex Show spring break like immediately. We all
I've been freaking saying, here's what I want to do. I've been saying this from the beginning, and now that we have your attention, you can email our boss boss. Her name is Charisse. Send your emails.
Yes.
Go to JoanAlexShow.com. Get her contact information. Tell her that you want us to go on a spring break trip with you. Like, listeners, us, we all freaking go. We do the show live down on spring break.
Amazing.
And we make it a yearly tradition, because this is something Joe and I have been trying to say. We want to go on a vacation with listeners for forever.
What's your spring break story, Megan?
Yeah, so my sister and I are actually 6 years apart. So we went to, I believe it was Destin, Florida.
Oh, yeah, that's a popular place.
We actually went there 1 year, and really crazy. So it was her and a bunch of her friends and my family and a bunch of their families. And there was this little tiki hut on the beach, and a bunch of our parents had just gone in there to get some drinks and some food. And literally, like, luckily, as soon as they stepped out, this thing went up in flames.
Whoa!
Why did it catch on fire? What happened?
They said there was a little, like, gas leak or something in the kitchen, and it just caught the whole place on fire.
Whoa, they're lucky to be alive.
I know.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's definitely a crazy spring break story.
Spring break was hot, hot, hot.
This girl that was in the group that we went down there with, she ended up hooking up with, like, four people. I'm just going to say, choo-choo, if you catch my drift.
I don't understand. Gosh!
We ditched her. We did not hang out with her the rest of the trip. She was on her own. She slept on a bench on the beach for the rest of the trip. We were like, yeah, we're not associating with you.
I had a friend one time when we were in Mexico. We were staying at an all-inclusive resort, and after dinner, we were all really drunk, and he stole the fire extinguisher and started fire extinguishing all in this, like, outdoor hallway that we were in, and we were, like, playing in the fire extinguisher like it was, like, a foam party.
Oh, my
And
gosh.
Then they came to our door in the middle of the night and knocked on our door and was like, did you steal the fire extinguisher? And we're like, no, man, we don't know what you're talking about. And he was like, we literally have video footage of you. He was like, yeah, I'm sorry. You can take it. Here's, can add it to my expenses.
This is Alex's friend.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what happened.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
It's safe to say that I love Taco Bell. I mean, they know me by name when I go in the drive-thru. They usually know my order. There's a woman in Omaha, though, which I don't think they're going to have that same experience with. She got rear-ended in a Taco Bell drive-thru. Of course, early in the morning, 2 a.m., might have been alcohol involved. The guy that hit her denied doing anything. She's like, dude, you just rear-ended me. I don't know if, like, he hit her, like, really hard or just tapped the bumper, but there was some contact made. And she got upset and threatened to call the cops. And that's when the guy, he went nuts. She got out of her car, started filming him. So he got out of his car. He grabbed the phone from her hand, threw it in the snow, then got back into his car, hit the gas. This is where it's insane. He starts pushing her car forward.
Oh, my word.
With his car. He's just, like, flooring it, like,
that's terrifying.
I know, like, all over a little bump in the Taco Bell line. Yeah, and he ended up pushing her down the drive-thru line. He got out of his car again, jumped into her car, because, like I said, she was out filming this crazy guy. He puts it into drive, floors
what?
It into a light pole.
This guy went loco at Taco Bell.
The guy's girlfriend was also there, tried to punch the woman as well. I mean, it was just absolutely insane. Fists are flying everywhere. People are going crazy.
True love at first taco.
Oh, cops got there. The couple was gone by the time they were, and they were able to get the license plate. But as Alex mentioned, that is just loco. That's insane.
The only thing it's missing is a little chihuahua that jumped out.
It's like, yo, Kiro, you're crazy as hell. All right, that's your Dummy of the Day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Check out the Dummy of the Day at joeandalexshow.com.
Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. The number to call in, 833-JOE-ALEX. What is your unpopular opinion? Listen, Alex, I know you don't have a slice in this pizza debate, but I think pineapple is mandatory on pizza. I know people hate pineapple on pizza, but I love it. You don't even like cheese, so.
Yeah, I don't like cheese, so I don't have a stake in this.
Okay, well, listen, people say you shouldn't put it on there. You're wrong. If you have something against pineapple on a pizza, well, I don't think I want you to listen to the show anymore. think you should just tune out, go listen to your NPR.
Wow, that's pretty hardcore.
Live that boring lifestyle that you lead.
Alex's unpopular opinion is obviously that cheese isn't good.
Yeah.
Well, that's
which
true.
Is wild.
Oh, and Mexican? She won't eat Mexican food?
Or Italian?
Pizza?
Old.
Oh, my. I didn't even think about that, Liv. That's the most unpopular opinion I've ever heard.
Yeah.
833-JOE-ALEX. Do you guys have any unpopular opinions?
I mean, I think Beyonce's overrated. That's a pretty big one.
What?
Yeah.
Beyonce.
She is one of my most favorite concerts I've ever been to, but as far as, like, she's the greatest, like, artist of all time, I don't know. And I know that we've got, you know, she's from Houston and so many people in Houston love her. I just don't get it. I don't get it. She doesn't write, like, any of her music herself. You know what I mean? Like, to me, that is the sign of, like, a true artist. Like, somebody that, like, is
Beyonce,
just such a good writer and stuff.
Beyonce is way better than Taylor Swift.
Well, the one album that
she can sing better and she can dance better than Taylor, but Taylor, as a songwriter, I think is more talented.
I 1,000% agree.
What?
I also have heard, I'm just going to throw this out there. You might have a story if you are from Houston and you grew up around her, but I've heard, like, she's a terrible, like, she's mean. I've heard really bad stories about people that have met her and been around her, too.
Wow, that is the most unpopular thing you've ever said.
I know.
You've had two unpopular things in one segment.
A lot.
How is this even possible?
I know, a lot of people hate me now. Listen, I still, on the Run tour, I've seen her twice. On the Run tour, and now I don't even remember what the other one was. But I have seen her twice, and she has been one of the best concerts I've ever been to. Because she's a great performer.
My unpopular opinion is that LeBron James is trash and overrated. And just, like, not a great guy. I just don't think he's a good role model.
Wow. Okay,
didn't he just start some kind of, like, school for kids or something like that?
Liv doesn't care.
He helped start it. Yes, he did. But I'm saying, like, as far as, like, a player on a team, he is the absolute opposite of a team player. And I don't think that's a good role model for, like, little kids watching sports who are involved with sports to behave like he does on the court.
Yeah, that would be
a team player.
That'd be a strong opinion right there.
All right, Pork Chop, what's your unpopular opinion?
My unpopular opinion is driving fast is okay.
Okay.
But if you know how.
Oh, my God.
Like, I know how to drive
fast. My unpopular opinion is that water is wet.
Yep, I know you're going to say there's no way,
so
but
you're,
it is.
You're endorsing speeding, Alex?
Everybody does. That's not an unpopular opinion.
Who's going to call in at 833-JOE-ALEX? I agree. I agree with Pork Chop.
Okay, I'm talking about, like, Autobahn speeds.
Pork Chop, speeding is speeding. We're not like, oh, did you see he was going 70? It was 71. She's going 70.
You're also talking to me and Alex. I've gotten at least like 10 speeding tickets. Alex has gotten pulled over at least like 10 times.
I got pulled over doing 90 and a 50.
I got pulled over doing.
Well, you're right. I'm talking to you two. But if you talk to the majority of people, I'm sure they would tell you, like,
it's bad.
Not
everyone
okay
knows it's bad,
to
but
do
everyone does
170.
It. Okay, of course not.
No, I don't think everyone does 170.
I do.
Well, I mean, if you got to,
but
get
it doesn't
somewhere
mean it's right. But, like, I mean, we know it's not right to do. But yeah, somebody
but
in sports just got in trouble for doing some kind of speeding this yesterday. Who was it?
Who?
Devon. Somebody just got in big trouble.
They struggle.
Were doing
this
like
is
a
good
major.
Sound it out. Who do you
no,
think it was?
I know who it was. I wrote it down.
Okay.
I don't know. I didn't
because I
kind of
like I like to hear her try to do sports.
It was Lamar Jackson. There was a video.
Lamar Jackson is my baby.
He posted a video where he was driving recklessly. He was going like over 100 miles per hour.
Dude,
people were freaking out.
Oh, yeah, he apologized.
Lamar Jackson is from my alma mater. He is my baby.
Well,
love
you
him
didn't know too much about him
love
for him,
him
being your baby.
Yeah, apparently you're a mom that's not in the child's life. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Hey, Joe, it's Luke. And I just had a quick question for Liv. What do you mean by LeBron's not a team player?
Are you kidding me? He is not a team player. Every single chance that he gets, he throws all of his teammates under the bus. The Lakers stink this year. They stink. There's no way around it. They are just bad. And every single chance he gets, he throws his teammates under the bus. He says
give me an example.
Okay, he said look, it's not just about when you come onto this court. It's about way before then. It's about all the time. This is your number one priority. Oh, okay. So you're telling me that you don't suck this year because you were filming Space Jam 2. You have your barbershop show. You're making appearances everywhere. Oh, okay. Yeah, no, it's all the time. Basketball is your number one priority. You're focusing on it year round. Also, have you seen him play? He literally is barely running back on the court. He's not even trying to box out. He's not even trying to get rebounds. He is the worst. Also, he was the one that was trying to get Anthony Davis traded from the Pelicans to the Lakers, and he admitted that he wanted three of his players on his team to get traded for Anthony Davis. You don't say that when the deal is not done. You don't say that because if it doesn't happen, if it doesn't fall through, it gives tension for your team, which is exactly what happens. No one on the Lakers likes him. He is by himself.
Liv, I love you, man. That was hilarious.
I know. Phenomenal. I just love when listeners call in and make Liv mad.
Somebody tweeted us and said... They said, I agree with Alex about Beyonce and with Liv about LaFlop James.
Yes!
Oh, you guys need to get yourself out of here. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
This is Jennifer.
Hey, Jennifer. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's your unpopular opinion, or what would you like to say?
It is my unpopular opinion that women belong in the household, cooking, cleaning, taking care of their family.
I agree with you.
I couldn't agree with you more.
I agree with you.
Bye. Oh, wait, so you don't think that they belong in radio? You don't think they belong in radio? Okay,
no.
Bye, Alex.
I think your first priority.
Alex, no, I agree.
When you have a family, has to be with your kids.
Alex, hang up your headphones and you can hit the door right there.
No, so I can work, but I'm saying your first priority should be your family.
Now, let me say
this. First priority for anyone, men or women, if you have a family, your family should come first.
There are different gender roles where men and women are, they do the best and what they were designed for.
Disgusting.
And that's just absolutely a fact. I 100% agree with you.
I disagree.
It is like natural, literally in every single.
So then,
you
got to
let me finish my sentence.
Okay,
I mean, I can't
finish
talk when you're just interrupting
me.
Then
finish your sentence, but then I'm going to say something.
That gets on my last nerve when you do that.
You're listening to The View here on Radio.
No, what I'm saying is in every single civilization in history, the man typically does go out, provide for the family. The woman has just stronger roles when it comes to taking care of her family. It doesn't mean that there are people that go against those rules, but there are important things to remember of why the family unit can be successful. There are just things that women tend to be better at, and there are things that men just tend to be better at. That doesn't mean that there are people that go against that, but that's just... That's historically family from the inception of family.
So then I'm going to say, it makes sense if you're not married because you're not a very good woman because you don't know how to cook. You don't cook. Your car is a mess. So you're very obviously not good at cleaning. You leave crumbs on your desk. Obviously means that you're not cleaning. So you're not a good woman. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying I'm not a good woman, but I'm saying that women have strengths being the main nurturers of the family.
Women can have a very successful career.
Yes.
I do think that women can have a successful career, but at the end of the day, when you clock out and you go home, I believe that the inside of the home, the woman takes care of, and when the man comes home from his job, the outdoor stuff, the fixing, the mowing, you know, all that kind of stuff, that's his role.
I agree.
What if they live in an apartment and they don't have a yard?
Well, there's going to be what ifs. There's always exceptions to the rule.
There's always something to fix.
It's good for the guy. Less work for him, then. That's great.
I don't know. I just don't agree with that. And Alex, I don't think you are a bad woman or you're not a good woman. I'm just saying if I was following your standards that you just said, technically you would be. You would fall underneath that.
If I had a family and if I had kids, then I would be going, then yes, I would be doing things differently and they would come first. And I would recognize what my role is and supposed to be in a family. When it comes to my career and figuring out my career.
I just don't agree.
How does it feel? How does it feel to call into the Joe and Alex Show and just drop a bomb?
Oh, I figured it would be a bomb. There's a lot of people that feel very strongly that and don't agree. And I think that's okay as long as their household runs well. I also think it's great if a man will offer to help.
Yes.
But I think ultimately it should, the woman should handle the inside type stuff.
And men do better. They thrive better in a family or a marriage whenever they feel like they are providing for their own family. There are just things that are innate, like by nature, and women want to be like, you know, a nurturer like that for their family. Yeah. And we feel like we are contributing in that way. There are just different things that biologically, they just come naturally to men and women.
I just don't believe in generalizing at all any category or group of people. But I will say that last night, I went to the store. I bought stuff for dinner. So I provided the dinner and then my boyfriend cooked it, Jewel Daddy. And I absolutely love it that way. We're progressive.
That's nice.
AF.
Yeah, that's good.
That's cute.
That doesn't mean you can't do it. I'm just saying that there are just certain things that biologically and historically that men and women are just better at.
Hey, Jennifer. Jennifer,
yes.
In my household, it's me and my boyfriend Chase. So maybe do you think you could come cook for us?
That's possible.
Yeah. Jennifer, be a good woman.
There you go. We are the Joe and Alex Show, and we only have one ring. That's my wedding ring, because I'm married. Everybody else isn't in love.
That's not nice.
Sorry about that. I didn't even turn your mic on. My bad. What?
You sound like you're crying now.
I am, because I'm sad. No, I'm bummed. I have to reschedule couples therapy. We can't go tonight, so that's
bummed. Ooh, what were you going to cover?
Well, I definitely approached my therapist before. I was like, Julie, look, my wife wants to do couples therapy. I'm down.
She does?
I'm down with that.
Since when?
We've talked about it for a while.
Well, you didn't tell us that you were taking the plunge.
I don't tell you everything.
I know. This would have been more, but you're telling me now, so I wish you would have said it earlier.
Well, we'll see how it goes.
We have more time to discuss.
Oh, man, that sucks. We don't have enough time to talk right
now. Yeah.
I hate when that happens. Darn it. Yeah, but I talked to my therapist. I'm like, look, you just got to make sure you're on my side. And, you know.
And did she say yes?
She didn't say no. But I'm like, look, do you want the money or not?
Did she say anything about you friend requesting her the other day?
So what do you guys got going on today?
Oh, we're going to go read to some kids, I think.
Yeah, Pork Chop, are you coming or is it just us ladies?
I guess it's just you ladies. I'm going to go to the next one. Me and Liv kind of rotate.
Are you still banned from going to the schools because of that one thing?
Stop. They love
me. You should prove that you're not banned by going today.
Yeah,
prove it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Put it off forever. That's cool. Yeah, where are we heading out today? I think Mooresville's we're going to be heading out to, right?
I forget. I've scheduled a bunch.
Yeah, we're going to be doing the North Madison Elementary School.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. What up, kids? What else is going on with you guys today? Anything else? Just reading to the kiddos and then what?
I have to get my butt in the gym because I went on like a 2.5 hour hike yesterday because it was the first nice day out.
Oh, it was gorgeous out.
I know. It was gorgeous. So I went on that. So I was way too tired to go to the gym.
It's going
to
be warm today again, but raining.
Yeah, it's going to be wet. Yesterday was so nice. So I actually sunburned my head because I... no, I did.
I can tell. Your head actually
You guys, if you want to ride
with
me...
Don't you ever wear a freaking hat or put sunscreen on? That's what I don't get. You always burn in the sun.
Well, I know that. It's because I'm just a Polish-Irish person. I think I'm probably a ginger somewhere too, but I had the top back on my Jeep Sahara and it actually like goes back. It's sick. It's in a good way. You guys want to ride today and we can put the top up?
But not in the rain.
Why not?
Oh, the top up?
No, like I mean like back. Yeah, like take it off.
No.
Just push a button like a sunroof and it goes back.
I don't think they'll want the car back if you ruin the interior.
Oh, trust me. I had burritos the other day. If they can't clean I did, they're not going to want it back anyway. So
I'm pretty sure it's like nasty out right now. I wish our windows were clear. We've got like foggy windows so we can't see at them, but I'm pretty sure it's like thunderstorming outside.
Yeah, I don't get why they do that. It makes it feel like prison in here. Yeah,
at least the top one. Maybe they do it so creepers can't
Well, maybe
look
we could throw bricks at the windows so they have to replace them or something.
Somebody did do that.
Well, that might be why.
Oh my
then.
God! Somebody did that. Somebody vandalized our building and wrote, like, what was it? Hip hop is witchcraft or something hilarious. I seriously almost peed my pants laughing at that.
I agree. It is. It's the
I
devil's
wish I
music.
Saw it.
Yeah, they said like hip hop is witchcraft.
I'm confused.
I'm not down with the devil.
People
sorry.
Try to get us. That's the thing. Like people just you love us or you hate us, and the haters they come out, man.
Oh, do they come out?
Did
to
you get
play?
Something mean?
No, they don't. But I remember being here one time on a Saturday and this girl was like banging on the door trying to get and she somehow like finessed her way through like the first security door.
What?
And then she came to the second security door and was like banging on it.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, she was looking for one of the like night guys on the other studios.
Oh, my gosh.
That's scary.
Yeah, it was wild. And then another Saturday I was here. Someone threw a brick through the glass window.
Some listener told me the other day that she's like, you know that I've noticed that Liv does something every single time, like
this.
She talks.
I say like?
No, they said
you do though.
You always go, literally?
I do. I'm sorry, okay?
See, this is why I say things that don't make people mad, so no one wants to throw a brick at me.
They also said you draw out every single word of a sentence.
No, I do that, and my friends and my family have been telling me this ever since I was probably like 7. I've been talking like a valley girl like ever since I was out of the womb.
She's
no
blonde,
one knows
though.
Why.
She was born this way.
Yeah, like serious. Like literally, my mom gave birth to me.
All of us say why.
Literally, okay. Well, literally, Alex, Live the Web Girl, producer portrait myself, Joe, we gotta go.
Okay.
So, like, let's say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.